diversify their streaming algorithms. With the platformization of streaming, listeners can now hit play and stop pretending they care. Streaming services had largely replaced other avenues for discovering music, yet they are far less focused on local talent. Bands are just sort of plugging away in hopes that things are going to get better, or even out when all the evidence to the contrary is sort of evident, Alan Boyle from band Blues Arcadia said. Boyle says the most important thing people can do to celebrate local music is to catch a band in a little venue for $10 and show them that there's an audience that cares for whatever it is that they're doing. In more news, Queensland Health has issued an official measles alert last night after a total of 3 people with measles were confirmed to have attended a Jelly Roll concert at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. It is known that the cases subsequently spent time at tourist location SeaWorld on the Gold Coast late last month. Health experts say that the best prevention against measles is the vaccine, providing 97% protection after 2 doses. Those of you who are in the known public locations at the same time as the confirmed cases, be sure to monitor for fevers, rashes, and other general cold and flu symptoms.
And in national news, a QantasLink flight is being investigated following a mid-air incident that caused an emergency landing in Adelaide. The E190 aircraft took off at 6:10 a.m. before the crew declared an emergency. The pilot recorded a pan-pan-pan call reporting smoke in the flight deck. Ground control instructed the crew to make a U-turn and make an emergency landing at Adelaide Airport. Senator Lee Blythe, a passenger on board, said the cabin filled up with smoke and a smell of electrical burning. The plane was towed away with a suspected electrical fire, although investigations are ongoing. And Officeworks has recalled a range of brightly coloured sand products over asbestos fears. The Consumer Watchdog has issued an urgent recall for 3 sand products over fears they contain tremulite asbestos, a naturally occurring substance detected in samples after laboratory testing. ACCC Deputy Chair Catriona Lowe issued a warning to customers about how to handle products suspected of containing asbestos. Officeworks said the risks associated with the sand products were negligible, but said it recalled the products as a precaution.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein in years-old emails obtained by a congressional committee. Published by Democratic members of the committee, the emails raise more questions than answers, but raise speculations about Donald Trump's previous claims. The emails are riddled with typos and incomplete or unclear sentences, but notably say, "Of course he knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop." Though it is unclear if this is in reference to Epstein's sex trafficking of underage girls, which Trump has staunchly denied prior knowledge of. The emails also refer to Trump as the dog who hasn't barked, and included unclear references to prominent Epstein accuser Virginia Roberts Grove. Mr. Trump said Democrats were trying to bring up the Epstein hoax, in his words, to deflect how badly they've done in the government shutdown. The release of these emails puts more pressure on the Trump administration to release the so-called Epstein files.
For your weather today, Brisbane is slightly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
It's the government's job to protect Australia's forests and bushland, but too often governments put the interests of big corporations